Well, I am so glad to be on with you guys right now. Oh my goodness, this is Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and where we are live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time worldwide, baby. We are growing and growing in listeners, and I want to just personally thank you all for helping make this show grow and become number one internet worldwide radio talk shows in the world. I am confessing and decreeing. I'm thankful for all of your support. I love all of the artists that comes on and everything that just makes this show so encouraging, so inspirational, and so motivational for all of you and for myself included. I just love these Wednesdays when I get to spend time with you guys. It is awesome. It is amazing. And I just look forward to it every single week. All right, Detroit, Michigan. What's up, Detroit, my hometown? You are mostly sunny, 72 degrees. Your high is going to be 79 and sunny all day. Richmond, VA. Hi, Richmond. You are 80 degrees sunny today, and your high is going to be 84. Jacksonville, Florida. Just want to shout out to Kevin Jackson. Keep healing. Keep going. Don't stop. God has got a healing for you right now, and we're all praying and believing for you. I just want to shout him out and lift him up in prayer. Father, we just thank you for his life and that you are keeping him in perfect peace while you are healing his body and he's getting all the rest that he needs. In Jesus' name, amen. Jacksonville, Florida, you're mostly sunny, 81 degrees. Your high is going to be 86 degrees. And London, you are partly cloudy right now, and your high is already now at 66 degrees. Atlanta, Georgia. I got so many friends in Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Atlanta. 72 degrees, cloudy. Your high is going all the way up to 80, and you're expecting some thunder showers sometimes this evening. Augusta, Georgia. Hey, iHeartRadio, Fats and all of you. How y'all doing out there? Augusta, Georgia, mostly cloudy right now, 77 degrees, and your high is 82, and you are expecting some thunderstorms as well. We had a lot of showers yesterday. So much thunder and so much lightning. I'm telling you, it was something else right around rush hour time. Today, though, however, when we are at Washington, D.C., 79 degrees, and our high is going to be 80, mostly cloudy with some sun coming out this afternoon. So if I did not mention your city or state or your country, know that I love you dearly, and I know that your day is going to be great because why? This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. That's just how it goes down. I love new opportunities and new beginnings. Speaking of which, I wanted to give some words of inspiration in this ministerial minute. I wanted to encourage you guys, listen, you have got to take time out for yourself. You have got to rest. In the Bible, it talks about resting quite a bit. And, you know, when we rest, it means that we trust God. He rested on the seventh day. There's a sabbatical each and every week, a seventh day that we need to take advantage of and rest. I know that the world system is a hustle and bustle, marketing, branding, promoting, fixing, building, creating, all of that, fame, and all everything else in between. But we as kingdom believers have to understand that with all the creation that God is, he still rested. He created every day and created us even, and he rested. So with all of the creativity that we have, shouldn't we trust the very being that created us, that is the creator of all creation? If he's given us the gift and talents, and he's given us the go ahead to go and pursue, then we have to trust him on how we need to go about that. And I am certain that if he is the ultimate example of resting, then we need to follow suit and rest. We need to take that time. And I know I am preaching to the choir, talking to myself. And if nobody else don't hear me, I know this word is for me, because you just get so caught up and you don't realize that every day just adds up. And it's nothing but the adversary's device to try to pull us away from the very source that we need to pursue and produce creativity and to be successful in that, and ultimately bringing God all the glory. We cannot take over what belongs to God. I don't know who heard that, but we cannot take ownership of what belongs to God. Everything that we are, everything that we have, everything we gonna be, everything we used to be belongs to God. Everything around us, everything underneath us, above us, and within us belongs to our Father. So we have to submit to that, follow his leading, you know, pursue his attributes, his precepts, and just go ahead and allow him to do that thing that will take us 1,000 years to do. It only takes him a blink of an eye to do. So every time we're toiling and growing weary and getting tired and, you know, our minds are racing, we can't even sleep because we're thinking about the next to do and what we should do and why that didn't work and how come they didn't respond to that and maybe I should do this. I don't know who this is. So, but I know, like I said, I'm talking to myself too. Okay. You know, while we're doing all of that, if we just take a moment and by faith, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. If we don't see it, our faith in God, the one who created it all, the one who designed us with purpose, our very being is connected to purpose. We have to trust that he will complete the good work that he's already started and that everything that he's already spoken to into us will manifest. He is not a father that should lie. The word says that his word shall not return void. And that word that he spoke, or those words that he spoke connected to your name, your very being, shall not return void. So be anxious for nothing. Now I'm talking nothing but word. Be anxious for nothing. Worry about nothing. For tomorrow will have issues of its own. Trust God and believe that he shall deliver you into your destiny. And your ultimate journey is all about giving him glory until your destination is with him. All right, now that was a blessing. I received that, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. And I just want to pray this prayer over each and every one of you. I just thank God for you. I thank God for your creativity. I thank you. I thank God for the peace that passes all understanding that rests within you. I thank God for your very being. I just give him all the glory and praise that today you will receive this conviction and that you will repent and that you will take the time to rest, trust God, and remain in him in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that you will show yourself so mighty after them doing this, that Lord God, we will just praise you and celebrate you even the more in the name of Jesus. May you be highly glorified and highly lifted up in everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, this ministerial moment was sponsored by Salon DeJuan. Salon DeJuan accepts insurance, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Kaiser, Cigna, and more. Have you been diagnosed with breast or cervical cancer or any illness that causes hair loss? Do you have thinning hair? They offer low cost to free wigs and hair pieces to those with severe hair loss through your insurance company. If you are interested or know someone, go ahead and call DeJuan at Salon DeJuan at 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098. Salon DeJuan. Reach out to her. She's been seen on Fox TV Network. She's been interviewed because this is such a mighty thing that she is giving back to the community. All right. God bless you all. All right. Now, listen, we have a special guest today. I'm super excited about him. We got an R&B artist on today, and I cannot wait. We're going to take a listen to his new hit that is out, and some of you may already know him, but he is going worldwide right now. R&B recording artist Andy Stokes is going to be presenting today his new project, Best Day Ever. And we're going to find out a little bit more about Andy Stokes and what he's all about, what he thinks about R&B music in 2018. And also, we're going to talk to, you know, my co-host is going to be joining me, Gina G, comedian, number one female comedian in Florida. She's going to be joining us, bringing trending tea. And what she say, I cannot wait to hear exactly what she got to say, y'all. All right, listen, we're going to go ahead and take a listen to Best Day Ever. And then Andy Stokes is going to be joining us right after. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
became my wife. I pretty baby, 'cause I've been waiting for someone like you. Yes, it's true, me and you, babe. Oh, nobody else but you for me, girl. And let you know that, gotta let you know that, alright. That. And know that I wanna be that man for you, baby. Tomorrow is the best day. Come in my life, come in my life, baby. Oh, 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 there's no more waiting, no. 'Cause I'm here with you now, baby. Let me be the one who's gonna love you forever.
Listen, I feel like hand dancing, and I don't even know how. I feel like getting up right now. Andy Stokes, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me. Good morning. God bless you. How you doing?
Listen, good morning. I'm telling you, Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you so much for best day ever. We need some of that. We need so badly that to just saturate it. Oh, my God. That's some good music. That is good music.
Thank
you. How did Best Day Ever come about?
Well, Best Day Ever, I wanted to write a song that's a feel good song, and a song that everybody would resonate with. And it was inspired by my wife. Because that's what we say to each other at the end of every day, no matter how the day is. We say best day ever for a week.
Wow. That is amazing. Well, it is a feel-good song, I'm telling you. And you say it enough, it's going to be a best day. If it's nothing going on good, it's going to be good after you say it over and over, because it's just such a positive, and the beat, and it's just light energy. It makes you just like a kickback, laid back. I see people dancing. I hear it in the family reunions, and oh my God, in the places where they do the hand dance or the stepping, Chicago, Detroit, yeah. DC. Oh my goodness, Andy. So tell us how long you've been singing. How long has this been going on for you in your life?
I have been in the game for 3 decades. Out of the Northwest, my career started in Portland, Oregon, and just on the grind, ups and downs, and persevering through the whole music world, and God has finally blessed me,
Oh wow!
I think the thing for me was, when you go through a lot of stuff, you live it, you live the past. And I went to the beach, Oregon coast, walked in the water up to my calves and threw my hands up and said, Lord, I'm not living in the past. And from that day forward, everything's been going up, and he's blessed me with a hit record.
That is so awesome. And I hope the listeners are listening to that, because surrenderance is the key to everything, especially when you know that you've done everything that you could do. You flipped, you flopped, you squoze, you stretched, it's just no relief for you. You're still pressured, but yet you finally got to the place where you said, you know what, I can't do this without you. I surrender to you. And look, that's all he asked for. That's all he asked for. And that's amazing.
So
the Best Day Ever is doing well. It's number what on the charts at this time?
The number 14 on Billboard.
Yes.
I think number 15 on Media Base. Yeah. Blessed, blessed, so blessed.
Oh, my goodness. So what's next for you? Are you going to be touring and doing things this summer?
Yes, we have that in the works right now. I have... You know, I got some shows from Dallas and Nashville, Birmingham, Huntsville, Atlanta coming up in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Some shows in the Northwest. Just keeping it moving, keeping it going, you know, and, then drop the next single, and which will surprise everybody when it comes out.
Well, when it comes out, you got to...
Barbecue. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, no, go ahead. It's going to be one of those barbecue.
It's going to be one of them songs you drive in the car at the barbecue family reunions again.
Well, you know what? You got to come back and let us hear it so we can go ahead and continue to support. You said that you were married. Do you have any children?
No, I do not. No.
Okay. All right. Well,
is that my wonder?
Your wonderful wife. That is so awesome. Yeah. I'm so glad to hear. And I hope the listeners are being inspired and blessed. That, you know, just, you know, he that finds him, a wife finds him a good thing. And the blessing of it all is that, you know, she's been there with you and you guys have actually been blessing other people by just something that God has given just for the two of you. The best day is the best day ever. Best day ever. You guys got to go get it. Where can they find it?
Well, they can find it on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, and go get it and enjoy it. It's the whole CD. My new CD is called Now, and every song on there is wonderful. You put the CD in and leave it alone and just enjoy yourself. All uplifting music and, you know, trying to be the feel good. You know, need some upbeat music on the R&B side, and that's what I was trying to bring. And that's what I've been doing all my life is trying to make people, you know, dance and have a good time. And,
let me ask you this. How do you feel about R&B and the direction that it's in right now? I mean, because your sound is something that is familiar to a lot of us who are, you know, that grew up listening to Eddie LaVert and the OJs and, you know, that type of sound, which is we love. I mean, because really a lot of the millennials, they're still listening to the same stuff, you know, that we listen to because it's just such good music. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like the R&B that we once knew is making a comeback, even newer and update music?
Yes, I do. I do because, you know, from growing up in that era, you know, I know that feel and that what you were talking about, that music that we just loved and bounced to and everything. And I think the millennials are starting, a lot of them are starting to come to my show because of the music that they, you know, they're listening to the OJs, they're listening to all this, you know, music we used to listen to. And I'm asking them, going, you know, how do you know about that? And they tell me we just love it because it feels good. And when my song came out and I visit radio stations, they tell me that's, you know, we've been needing this. We've been needing this. We've been needing this uplifted beat. We've been needing this. And so as I went from the East Coast through the South, visiting radio stations, that's what everybody was saying. You know, you're going to change the format because it's been so just, you know, laid back and mellow for so long. Nobody's came along and, you know, with upbeat tempo that, you know, could be considered R&B. So I've been blessed to achieve that.
Amazing. Well, yeah. Gina G, I want you to meet comedian Gina G. She's my co-host on here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Hey, Gina.
Good morning.
This is
Good
Andy
morning.
Stokes.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Hello. I've been listening. I've been over here moving and grooving, Andy. I know now I know who he is.
Well, good. Good. Nice to meet you. I'm just blessed and you know, and thank God every day I wake up and thank God for everybody enjoying this music and making them feel good.
Right. Yeah. I know that's right. I heard you say that you've been doing it for three decades.
Three decades, you know, and grinding and, you know, I've been, you know, you come close and then life gets in the way and, mm-hmm. And you just never give up, you know. I'm testament to that, you know. Don't ever give up on your dream. Cause
well, you look good. Three decades. I didn't know you was here three decades. You look good. You sound good.
Thank you very much. Bless. Yeah, I've been taking care of myself. So, and
that's right.
I'm just glad to still be here. I'm glad to be talking to you too, and you know, Sometimes I get so excited I don't even know what to say sometimes. I wake up.
I just look up and say thank you.
You just look up and say thank you. But I love the fact that you said consistency, because you never know when your moment is going to come. And if you quit, you'll never know. So you really won't never know. So tell everybody, Andy, how can they follow you? Are you on social media?
Yes, I am. I'm at Andy Stokes Music on Instagram and Twitter, and of course Facebook. And yeah, you can follow me on those. And my website is andystokesmusic.com. Go on there and check out everything, the schedule and what's going on with me, and subscribe and send a note if you want to chat. I'm the one that's going to be chatting back at you.
Well, all right. I love that. Well, Andy Stokes, listen, we love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and you have been truly a blessing, and your testimony in itself of just 3 decades of never giving up and still pursuing. You still bless so many people with your sound, even through those decades and up to now, especially number 14 on the Billboard charts, Gina.
That's amazing. I'm telling you, and it's 100 now. So he's 14.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
You got to look at it. Exactly. Oh, man. Yes. Well, listen, you are always welcome to join us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And when that new single come out, please, please don't hesitate to let us all hear it and be be blessed by you.
Oh, that's a promise. As soon as it come out, I would definitely let you guys know, call in and say hello, and I would definitely stay in touch with both of you. And
please do, and let me know. And shout out to AJ Savage. I just wanted to say
my
shout
man.
Out to you.
My yes, man, AJ. My cousin.
I wonder if he's listening. If you're listening, AJ, we love you, AJ. Listen, I want you to do me a favor and do a drop for me before you go. Producer Doug is going to get that from you. But like I say, if you got an event or something, you are family with us at this time, and you can come on and let us know, or have AJ or you or whoever let me know what events you have. If you want people to know about it, I can go ahead and announce it for you. Come on and talk about it for a few seconds and go on and do your thing. Is that good stuff?
All right, appreciate that. That's good. I appreciate that. We'll definitely do that. Most definitely.
All right. All right, fantastic. So. Thank you so much for joining us today, Andy Stokes. Have a very blessed day, and tell your wife we said hello, Gina and I.
I sure will. All right. Thank you. Bless you both, and thanks for having me.
All right. Okay, well, listen, we're getting ready to take a commercial break right now, and as soon as we get back, Gina G is going to give us what she say, and we'll be right back. The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. And so. Oh.
drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Check one, check two. This is Coca Brown.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Is what? To say that one more time for me?
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Got it. Okay. All right. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, comedian, actress Coca Brown, and you're listening to Dr. G's. What was that again? I'm sorry.
You're Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Got it. Okay. All right.
Go for it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, comedian, actress Coca Brown, and you're listening, as well as me right now, to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Won't he do it? Won't he will? Let him use you. I love it. And let him use you. Oh my gosh, Coco Brown. Hilarious.
What you got today, girl?
Oh my gosh, man. I don't know what she said. You know what I'm gonna talk about? Because it just happened and it was a big uproar. The world was watching. I'm gonna talk about the royal wedding, and I'm gonna talk about what I got out of it and what the world, I'm sorry, not the world. Let me just say America. I was told on that day, since I announced, you know, my congratulations to them, and I was like, hey, he got him a sister girl. I mean, the wedding was, first of all, it had a choir of black folks. This is the royal kingdom, people, where you have not even seen, I don't even know if they got maids that are African American, but we had a whole choir in the building singing Stand By Me. I mean, we had the princess, we had her mother with dread. I mean, for me, it was a wonderful sight to see and a fairy tale come true. And on that same day, it was Malcolm X's birthday. So people hit me up on Instagram and Facebook, you know, well, you didn't say happy birthday to Malcolm X. Okay, listen here. The man is dead, okay? Now, I'm just going to put it out there. The man has been dead before I was even born, before I was even thought about. So please forgive me that I did not let the great Malcolm X tell him happy birthday. But I was just so happy for this young woman who came from a struggle background, who is educated, that is beautiful, and is married to the prince and Prince Harry, the coolest one of them all. I'm so excited for her. But just sometimes black people, I think we just be a little bit too black, if that's okay for me to say. I mean, it's one thing to say, you know, congratulations, but it's another thing to compare that wedding to Malcolm X's birthday. I'm like, I don't know how much blacker I can get unless I say happy birthday to Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman. If somebody can give me her birthday, because I don't know, make sure I get all the birthdays of all the black historians so that I can make sure I post about them and nothing else. It is just crazy. What she say? Yeah, I said it. We need to calm down and relax as black America. Not everything that somebody say is racist. Not everything somebody say is going to be power to the people. I mean, come on. Honey, I couldn't even congratulate the girl without somebody talking about something. Oh, well, you know, it was another black princess in Ethiopia that got married last year. Well, guess what? I don't know them, okay? Just like I don't know the royal family, but they are broadcast in my husband's British. Come on, people. Dr. Gina, these people went crazy, okay? First, black America, I love you. But we need to, I promise you everything. It's not coming from a racial demeanor. I promise you, I love being black. I'm black. My hair is nappy. But I refuse for you to make me feel bad congratulating this woman of color being married to Prince Harry, which I said is cute and is my favorite, and not wishing Malcolm X, who has been dead now, I think, maybe a long time. It could be almost 40, 50 years. So I just want to say, what she say? I'm black and I'm proud, but y'all better leave me alone because I'm so happy for Megan. Gone, girl. She all up in the British family.
Oh, my God. I mean,
Dr. Gina, they crazy.
You always got to have something to be upset about.
Always have something to be upset about.
And it's not even a black thing. It's just people. People just need to stop it. I mean, honestly, just cut it out. But anyway, I have not even seen the wedding, so I think everybody might be mad at me because I ain't even seen it. So, I mean,
well, now,
how about
yeah,
that?
I'm mad now.
I haven't even seen the darn wedding. And I mean, you know, but my thing is that it was never a question to me that it was going to be a gorgeous wedding. I mean, I knew that it was going to be a gorgeous wedding. You know, but I just haven't had time to really digest it and everything. But, you know, people of our culture do, they, you know, we're, you know, you have some that get upset and they don't realize that, it's not intentional. You know, I don't know. I didn't think about Malcolm X's, birthday, because I mean, I grew up, I mean, you know, the Bible tells me to let the dead be. So I mean, my father's birthday is every year and I don't even celebrate my own daddy's birthday. And he's deceased. Mm-hmm. He's been deceased since I was 5. And he was the greatest human man that I've ever known. And I don't even celebrate my own daddy's birthday every year because I let him rest. You know what I'm saying? Like the dead is not for the living. I mean, even when the people, and I got to get preachy on people because, you know, let me just bring scripture to it.
Please do.
You know, even with the Marys, when they went to the stone and went to go and make spices for Jesus, the angels told them, let me go on and get the scripture on you now. The angels told them, then why are they bringing, the living is not amongst the dead. So if Jesus is living, then why are we trying to, you know, make pretty the dead? It's dead.
Right.
We don't have to do that. I mean, we honor and respect it and we pass their legacies along, but we can't get mad at people because they don't want or don't even think about it. It's just not a thought. When you're living every day, it's just not a thought. And you know, and chalk it up to life. You know, things just happen. You know, people got stuff going on day to day. It's not intentional, people, and you should not be beating people up. And what's so funny to me is that you can have so much passion at coming at somebody with something so minor as that, because Malcolm X is deceased and nobody has ever insulted or tried to water down what all he's done for our community as a people. Right. But the fact of the matter is he is deceased. And the thing is that nobody wants to get an uproar about these guns or anything else. But you're sitting at home on your cyber and in your texts and in your inboxes and your DMs and making your comments while you're at the office not working and on your cell phones and you're not saying, I'm sorry.
but it's so correct. I mean, I was celebrating love of two people. How could you deny, you know, their marriage and their love to bring it to something so, you know, a death of someone? You know, I totally agree with what you're saying, but you can take your time out to inbox and text and always nitpick with something, but you're not picking up a vote ballot, you know, or you're not going to these schools and making sure that these schools are safe, or, you know, because there was another shooting in Texas 4 days ago, 10 people dead, 8 students, 2 teachers, you know, 13 wounded. I mean, come on, people. There's so much other things that we can speak about and inbox and try to come together with something. Let's feed the homeless. You know, let's go and talk to the women of breast cancer survivors. I mean, really? You mad at me because and then because she's not all the way black? I mean, it just kills me, the type of things that people are sitting at home thinking about versus the actions that they're doing. You know, so for all the people in the UK that's listening, hello. I'm excited. I don't know how excited anybody else is, but though I know the world is listening, and I think they were celebrating love. You know, when two people get married, like you said to Adam, Andy, I'm sorry, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. So, you know, I was just celebrating that fact. So for it to go on and on, it was just, honey, I didn't
even
argue.
It was going on and on, Gina?
Well, I didn't even argue. I said, you know, Young King is what I said to him, Young King. Okay, you have your opinion. I have mine. I respect yours. You can do whatever you want to do with mine, but good day. Because I'm not about to argue. I don't even know you. So that's what Facebook and Instagram does for people, cowards and stuff like that. It gives them an opportunity to you know, speak, to have a voice when they normally don't have a voice. You know what I mean? So they feel like they can say what they want through that keyboard. And it amazes me. It really, really does. But, honey, dreads and all. Mama was in the car, dreadlocks and all, honey. Looking good. Looking at her baby walk down the aisle marrying Prince Harry.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to looking at it and seeing and everything. Mm-hmm. I want to do that, you know. I just haven't had the chance to really sit down and look at it. But, you know, listen, there's so much love going on right there in the palace. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with celebrating. I'm very sorry that you had to go through that. That just is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Oh. Well, anyway, other than that, I mean, I don't even know what to say about that.
Other than that, it was a lot of other things wonderful things going on. Janet Jackson received an Icon Awards on the Billboard Awards. You know, she's been in the game for, oh my gosh, since she was, what, maybe 5 or 6 years old. So they did a nice tribute to Janet Jackson at the Billboard Awards, and it was really, really nice. And, you know, they did a moment of silence for the young people that lost their lives in the Texas, school shooting. So there's just so many other things, good things going on. People having babies, people getting married. You know, it's a lot of other good things going on besides the mess behind all the wedding situation. But, Trump now here in America, Trump is trying to get with North Korea, and they're trying to, squash all the trade, the trade war that was supposed to be going on. They're supposed to be dismantling all of their nuclear, bombs and things like that. So that is some good news. So I'm hoping that all of that works out. They just we had some North Korean people come in today, actually, that landed and to witness the end of the trade. So I'm hoping that goes well and, just continue. I'm telling y'all, they mess with Idris Elba. I know everybody knows who Idris Elba is, the actress, the British actor. They mess with him and his wife being at the wedding and what she had on. Girl, it's just too much. It's too much going on. And if you don't have your own life, you will really get wrapped up in what is going on in social media. So I definitely want to suggest everybody, get your own life, please. Make sure your house is in check, your kids, your husband or yourself, your wealth, your health. Make sure all of that is in check before you go on social media and jump in with all this worldly stuff, because it is, you'll never rest because it's always something going on, always something going on.
I mean, I don't even understand all of that. I just don't have time for that. I don't have time to be sitting up commenting negative stuff and going into some, war with somebody about an opinion or a thought. I mean, I don't understand that. But anyway, let's see. I don't even want to give that no more attention. I don't want to give that no more attention, because whoever, I hope you're listening, just cut it out. Stop being a cyber bully. Get something else going on. Take a break.
I know that's right. But Michelle and Barack Obama, they just signed a deal with Netflix to come out with a couple of documentaries and things like that. So that's some good news. And, honey, we gonna move on from all the social media. What has been going on with you? What have you got going on this week?
Well, I think that's nice though about them doing. They're gonna be doing documentaries and such, which
they
is
are.
Gonna be really nice. My my sister, my mom, and my niece are coming in town from Raleigh. They're gonna go. Actually, speaking of Michelle Obama and Obama. Barack. Barack, we call him Obama all the time. He does have a first name. So.
Right, he does. You're right, he does.
Michelle, First Lady Michelle Obama and President Barack Obama, they have a portrait. And so they're coming in town and we're all going to go and see that and do some other stuff. Girl, I've been trying to scoot around the city for days, and every time I want to do it, it either rains or my son had some cold and then he gave it to me, so then I had the cold, and then it rained, and then so, yesterday, and everybody that's listening, I have not turned pescatarian yet, and I say that yet because I don't know what I'm gonna do and when I'm gonna do it, but I am still vegan. I took my son, who had been bugging me for 30 days, to get crabs, Oh my God. I mean, just bugging me. Can I get some crabs?
Wow.
And I knew where I wanted to get them. They were doing construction, and my hindrance was the parking.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, you know what? I'm not going to let this guy go another day without these crabs. I'm going to suck it up, and we're going to figure this thing out, and let me get it over with. And this is such a testament to our life. The longer we prolong the thing, it's just going to keep
Amen.
Coming at you, keep asking you, keep pulling from you. And that's mm-hmm. the thing that I got from it. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to prolong it any longer. If I do it, then at least I did it. And then we can move
right.
on.
It is done. I've done my duty. Now, what else
exactly.
do you want from me?
So I said, okay, after school, I don't care. We got on a uniform. Let's go. I'm ready.
Let's go.
Do it.
Yeah.
So we went on. And of course, like I thought, you can't get up in there. I had to park 2.5 blocks down.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't bad because in my mind, I'm already ready. I'm ready.
Right. Okay.
So
okay.
I'm ready for the conquering of this mountain. So I, we walked on, and you know, the doggone meter took $4 out of my thing.
Oh,
I only wanted to do $1 and change. $4 meant that I was going to be there for almost 2.5 hours. So somebody got that. But then
look at you just blessing people.
I bless somebody, but I'm hoping that I did, because where we parked at is also construction over there, and I don't know if anybody gonna think to park over there to even get it. So it's just
in my head,
the money is down the toilet. So if it was like that, I would say, oh, okay, somebody else will park there. But you know, I'll tell you why. We're gonna go back to the meter in a second. So we walk. And so I get the crabs, and you know, it's you know, they're good, and he's, you know, he's happy about the amount that God threw some in, gave, you know, we asked for a half a dozen, and they ended up getting a whole dozen for $10.
Okay.
They cooked them, steamed them for free, and then we got potato wedges, which I could eat, which I was so hungry, and I was like, I gotta get something. So they had French fries. So I got some French fries. And so we're waiting around. So then finally we go on. He got his bag of crabs and his bag of, you know, his potato wedges. So we go back to the car. Oh my God, it was such a sunny, beautiful day. When we got in the car, clouds were black. Literally.
Oh my gosh.
So we leave. So now I'm telling you, I doubt very seriously if somebody parked over there to walk to the park.
Oh, wow.
So that money is gone. Okay.
Well, thank goodness you made it to your car without it pouring on you.
There's some positivity. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Because, you know, when you're in it, you can't see it. So
So I'm
in the car, and Emmanuel's talking about, oh, look at the trees, they blowing, and look at the leaves, and they blow. I mean, like, he's just animated about the whole thing. So I said, Chell, I'm going to drop you off because I got to come back out here to get my cat some cat food.
Oh my God.
Because he acts like when his bowl is low that we're going to the pole house. It's literally like, do we need to sell something? Okay. Can you afford me? Should I pack my bags and leave?
Poor Bear. Oh my goodness. A sweet cat. Oh my gosh. Oh, she said, can you afford to feed me? Do I need to go?
Right. In my head, I'm thinking that's what he's giving. Because, I mean, it's always some, you know, dramatics about being low. It's not even that it's empty. It's just low.
It's just low. Oh, my gosh.
It's low. He still got enough for the whole couple of hours, 3 hours, even overnight. But it's low.
And he
will not have that. Like, that is, you got to have something for later. Like, if I don't have none, then what? Like,
right. Then I'm going to be waiting on you to get up and go get it. So I'm going to need you to get it now. So you already ready to go ahead and refill that before I'm all the way out. I don't even want to see the bottom.
Oh my goodness. Hilarious. Want to see the bottom. So I go and I drop Emmanuel off, and then I go out and tackle. I'm talking about what felt like God literally opened the heavens, and it was a hole, and he just dumped
all the water right there. Yeah, it's been raining like that here in Florida. I think it seems like all over the world. It's just been or America at least, it's just been raining. I mean, it's the forecast here in Florida has been 80 to 60% chance of rain, you know, every day for the last 2 weeks. So it's just been showers, on and off showers, like, and thunderstorms. So when you sent that picture, I was like, wow, that's what I've been going through for the past almost 2 weeks. At least it's not snowing.
Yeah, at least it's not snowing, and at least it's warmer, because we didn't never think that it was going to get warm, especially here on the East Coast. We didn't think it was ever going to get warm. I mean, it was like, okay, how long is this going to be? 30, 40, 50 degrees. When is this going to end?
Oh,
so now it's hot. And everybody, now it's like, oh, it's so hot, I can't breathe. And I'm like, look now, nobody's ever happy.
We can't complain.
I'm satisfied. Rain, whatever, I'm satisfied. I love the break, from the cold. And but I love spring and summer anyway. I'm spring and summer.
Right. I know that's right. I'm not mad at you at all.
I'm spring and summer, child. That's it. A girl told me this a long time ago. Me and my ex-husband now, when we were going through a rough patch, my best friend, she said to me, and I loved it. She said, girl, don't you know he fall and winter and you are spring and summer?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
That he was fall and winter.
And you are spring and summer. Ladies, remember that now. We are spring and summer.
Yeah.
I like that. That's some good advice. It's
a nice way of saying it. And I was actually going to do the scooter with Emmanuel yesterday. Actually, I was going to go ahead and take him to home to eat his crabs and change his clothes. And I was going to go out and get, a few groceries and get Bear stuff, his food, Lord Jesus. And come back and get them, and we was going to go scooting. So everybody that don't know, they have scooters here in D.C. that you can rent. They're electric scooters. And I have been wanting to I've been wanting to ride it every – wasn't you with me when that girl and her
We saw
boyfriend?
That little couple.
Yes.
Oh, they were so young and free. They didn't have a worry in their little heart.
Oh, my God, it was so cute. It was so cute.
Yes, it was. Yes,
and I was like, I want to do that so bad. I don't have the man to ride the bike beside me, but me and my son can go
but
and
I can
do this.
Scoot,
and make,
scoot.
We can scoot on. We can scoot on. Make it a mother and son adventure. We can scoot on.
Oh, my God. I'm not mad at you, that woman. Y'all can scoot on together. That's all right. That man will come, and he'll be on the bike, and you'll be on the scooter. It'll be just a different version of what we saw. That little young couple, they had to have been about 18, 19 years old. They were really, really cute. And it was a beautiful day that day, too, for them to ride their scooters.
It was nice.
So, D.C., I really like D.C. a lot. I love D.C. The traffic is crazy. The way people drive is crazy. But there is, a lot of beautiful things in D.C. So I'm looking forward to spending a lot of my time in D.C. I enjoy D.C. a lot. I do. Because in Florida, it's just constantly hot. There's no season change. In Florida, there's no season. It's hot. When it rains, it's hot. We probably got 2 weeks maybe in February where it'll get to, 55. But other than that, in Florida, it's hot. That's it. That's all you got. No Timberlands, no long sleeves, no coats. I had to dig deep for the coat when I came to visit D.C. It had lint all over. It had been in the back of the closet because we will not need them here in Florida at all. So I'm looking forward to spending a lot of time in D.C.
So, well, we can't wait. I'm going to actually post one of the clips on Throwback Thursday tomorrow of our fun. Because it was so fun. Every time I look at it or think about it, I crack up laughing. And as a matter of fact, just the pictures that we had been posting, people were like, that, when I told a couple of people that, you were coming in town and things like that, they were like, oh, I want to hang out with y'all because y'all look like y'all had so much fun. So we might have a few more people added on to us when we go
and
do some stuff. Yeah, because I'm talking about, and it would start up with just the two of us, but then it would end up being like a crowd of people would just be, we would all be together. And just, I'm talking about like teenagers, like kids, like walking down the street, just finding stuff to, oh, look at that, and we'll make a joke about it or take
joke
pictures.
Out of
I mean, it was just so fun. It was just so much fun.
And I really enjoyed myself, so I'm excited to look forward to that. Yes.
Yay.
Oh, but you know, I've been on this journey. I haven't had meat, and I think it's been 12 days.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that. Listen, I want you to tell everybody about that as soon as we take this commercial break, and then I want you to tell about your vegetarian adventure right now that you're going into. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, you guys, and Gina G is going to tell us about her lifestyle change. We'll be right back.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
What's up, all you lovely listeners? This comedian extraordinaire Marvin Dixon, and you tuned in to Dr. Gina Radio's chat. That was good.
That was good. Mind you, it's Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Oh, Gina's. Okay, I'll do it again.
Yeah, all right. Here we go.
Apostrophe. Yeah, I'm usually good at one take. Ready? I'm going to go 3, 2, 1. What's up, all y'all lovely listeners? This your boy, comedian extraordinaire Marvin Dixon, and you tuned in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. And make sure you check out and listen up, because some people try to do something, but Dr. Gina's try to done something. This your boy, Marvin Dixon. You better listen up.
done something.
Love it.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it. I love it. Oh, my gosh, Marvin Dixon. Hilarious. And I love these takes. It feels so authentic. I love it. I love it. Good job. Good job.
Yes, that is producer Doug doing that.
Doug is doing a wonderful job. So, meatless. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Meatless. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It makes me feel so good. I watched on Netflix What the Health, me and my 12-year-old son, Jimmy, and we both vowed not to eat any meat from watching that documentary on Netflix. It's called What the Health. And honestly, I've been making, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I spent, you know, I normally put aside $300 a month for food. And I'm going to be honest with you. I have $230 left.
Wow.
Because when you, I'm being so honest with you, because I'm not purchasing meat. So I'm purchasing vegetables, a lot of spices, a lot of fruit and things like that. And we've come up with all different kind of meals. I mean, from, you know, a buffalo cauliflower to, you know, I'm making homemade waffles for him in the morning instead of the frozen ones. I mean, and it literally takes 2 minutes. You know, you think about that you have to, that it's so much work into it. That's what a lot of people, you know, misled by this lifestyle, is they feel like it's a lot of work. And I'm telling you that it is not a lot of work. You know, the meals at night, we've made, the first time this journey, we've had shrimp. So we had shrimp Alfredo homemade pizzas the other night. And I mean, it's just, I don't know. I've had a spicy black bean burger. I mean, I don't know about vegan, because I'm winging myself off of cheese as much as possible. Because that's kind of a tough one. Like, I'm a cheese. I'm talking about fried cheese, baked cheese. I want cheese. Cheese, pizza, cheese, you know. But right now we're focusing on no meat. And I feel great, you know. Working out, I'm still working on. Sorry, fitness, mind, body. And so I'm still working it out. Like, I walked today. I did 2-mile walk today. But the no meat journey, people, I'm telling you guys, it's so easy. I promise you, it's so easy. And then you get full. You know what I mean? I thought that I would eat more because I'm not eating any meat, and that is not true at all. It's crazy that I can have, you know, salad and celery and you know, all these things and feel good. I don't feel like I'm starving, or, you know, I'm not stuffed to the point where I can't walk like Thanksgiving Day, you know? So I'm on this journey. My son, he is 12 years old. He's on this journey. He went to basketball. camp this weekend, and they were at Burger King. And he called me, and he was like, Mom, we stopped at Burger King. I don't know what to do. So he just got him some fries. So I'm really proud of him for, you know, sticking with it. I mean, it's only been 12 days, but, I mean, it's really kind of have changed our lives and our mind on meat. So I don't know, Dr. Gina, vegan, you got it going on. I don't know. But
well,
what you call it, Pescatarian?
I'm making an announcement that I could possibly go into pescaveganarian. So
I like that.
I'm making that up at the end of July. I got it down so packed. I know this word. I done made it up. It fits me just fine. That's why it rolls off my tongue perfectly. So I don't want nobody inboxing me, emailing me. I don't want no nothing, no PETA folks, nobody. Don't you do it. Because I done did this thing for almost a year now in July, and it's summertime, and them grills be smelling good, and people don't be having stuff that I like to eat, like they be eating tuna mac, and I got to bring my own stuff. I just don't know. I at least got to have a tuna mac salad,
something.
I mean, I could probably bring
one shrimp.
A pack of vegan burgers, maybe, but good grief. I mean, it's getting tight. But my favorite restaurant, Pow Pow on 8th Street here in DC, they are actually, they're turning totally vegan, and I love their stuff. Gina, when you get here, we got to go there so you can just try it.
Oh my goodness.
Cause we didn't get a chance to do a lot of stuff because I was out with the clients and all of that stuff. But when you come, I want to take you to more than just that, the soul food aspect. I want to take you to every day, the lighter versions, the salads and the mixed and the vegan cookies and the vegan cakes and the vegan donuts.
Okay.
I want you to try all of that. But I noticed that you did put some shrimp in something. So
yes, I did. And I got, you know, and I got an inbox and I was like, look, I never said that I was a vegan. I never said that I was anything. I made an announcement that I will not be eating meat. Well, for me, it's going to be pork, beef, lamb, goat, anything
with four legs.
Where I can pet it, that I can go and pet it and possibly bring it home, I ain't eating it, okay? But leave me alone with them three little shrimp I had on my homemade pizza because we cut them in half. You know, I did have shrimp, and I may eat some crab. I do like crab cakes, but I will not be eating hot dogs, hamburgers, pork chops, turkey burger. I will not be eating none of the sorts, neither me or my son. And my husband is actually on board as well. And he's a truck driver. So he's stating the fact that if he can't eat, what he'll do is he'll do a smoothie or a shake. So,
well, see, that's the thing with me. That's why I'm saying I'm going to be pescaveganarian because I don't care about the dairy so much, but I don't want to not be able to eat something because it's got one egg in it.
I don't want
to not be able to eat something because it's got a teaspoon of milk in it, and I'm on the road, and I got to, like, starve and eat just green, you know what I'm saying?
And
the salad dressing. I can't eat this salad dressing because this salad dressing got, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be,
moderation.
Don't restrict me. No, I don't desire to eat the meat. I don't care nothing about the cheese. I can do without the cream even. It's not even about that. It's just the fact that if it's got a teaspoon of butter, a doggone teaspoon, a doggone milk, and it's cooked. I need to eat it. I'm sorry. But I haven't started that yet. And the pescatarian part is because if I'm at a barbecue and they got crabs and they got burgers and stuff and I can't eat nothing else, I'm going to eat them crabs. I'm just saying.
Hello.
I didn't get,
and a shrimp kebab.
July,
let me get a shrimp
I
kebab.
I done gave this a whole year in July.
That's right.
So I still got time to think about it and all that. I'm not going to make no hasty moves. But we got to give a shout out to Domencia at the Chic Shack. If you've ever seen me in any of my outfits, on stage or just the pictures that I take, everyone always tells me they love my blouses and my outfits. Then you need to know I get all of my blouses from the Chic Shack at 1230 8th Street, Northeast DC. You can find them online at thechicshack.com or on Instagram at the Chic Shack and on Facebook, the Chic Shack. Go and check out Domencia. She can hook you up. Fashion stylist. She's got everything from vintage to current styles, and she can blend them for you and help help you walk out that door fully fashionably forward. Fully fashionably forward. That was a tongue twister. All right, Gina G. What else? where can they follow you and what you got going on? Because we're running late. We got to go.
Okay. Well, this weekend, which is Memorial Day weekend, I'll be at the 3-in-1 Cafe. If you go on my Instagram and my Facebook, I post all of my shows. I got a lot of stuff coming up. God is good. You can find me at Gina G. Too Funny. That's the number 2 Funny on Instagram, and Gina G. Too Funny, T-O-O Funny on Facebook. Follow me and keep up with me.
Hey, man. All right. You can go ahead and follow me. Thank you again, everybody, for helping me with my Instagram. I need you to help me with Twitter, and I need you to go on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I know I've been getting people there. Everybody seemed to be more on Instagram, which I love. Instagram is one-stop shop. You do everything you need on there. They got everything Facebook got, everything Snapchat got. It's just amazing. I love Instagram. So I thank God for you guys helping me with that. Also, go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page to keep up with everything on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I always keep everything going so you'll know what's going on behind the scenes, current stuff, my thoughts on things, and et cetera. Also on Instagram as well. All my business is out there, very transparent. And if you want to know more about my business, you can go on there. And you can know if I'm going through something, if God done did something, and overall everything about something, you're going to find out on there on Instagram. Also, my Twitter account, Gina R. Prince, Gina R. Prince on everything, and Dr. Gina's Radio Chat on Facebook. Also, I don't have anything going on but President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama's portrait with my family and spending some time with my son. And we're going to go scooting, and you're going to have to follow me on that to keep up with that. But anyway, I want to go ahead and say a prayer in closing. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you and bless your holy name for today's show. We thank you that people were encouraged, motivated, and inspired. We thank you so much for Andy Stokes. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for him bringing that good R&B back, and that we can grown folks music. We thank you, Lord God, for being wholesome, romantic, and celebratory music, Father God. We just thank you for that, and we just pray for more of that, and we just thank you, Lord God, for all of these gyros coming together, Father God, how you are just so loving, and all of us can give you all the glory and honor in every area of our creativity that you have blessed us with. We thank you for giving us rest and peace, and Lord God, we just bless you. Bless every one of those listeners, Father God, whatever they're going through, Lord God, make your presence known to them right now in this very hour throughout the day, and bless them, Father God, with your glory, and give them peace that passes all understanding, because you are our way maker, our very present help. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you and bless your holy name. Amen. Live healthy, amen. Live home, living your destiny. What an awesome show.
Yes.
Love you, Gina G.
I love you, Gina Prince, Dr. Gina Prince.
All right, comedian Gina G, my bestie. I love her. All right, you guys, until next time. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.